from KQED.
The Bay Area has long been a haven for creative musicians, and the Red Poppy Art House in San Francisco's Mission District has been one of the places fostering up-and-coming artists. Two very different musicians, both with deep roots at the Red Poppy, have recently caught the attention of the California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert, their singer Tiffany Austin, and accordion player Rob Reich. Here are his reviews of the latest releases from the two, starting with Austin's Nothing But Soul.
Tiffany Austin's debut album, Nothing But Soul, relies on a time-tested strategy that alto sax great Jackie McLean once described as new wine in old bottles. The project evolved out of a 2013 concert exploring the songs of Hoagy Carmichael. She and saxophonist Howard Wiley came up with arrangements that refurbish some of Carmichael's best-loved songs to fit the luxuriant contours of her voice.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time.
A smart and unaffected singer, Austin swings stardust, transforming the ballad without diluting the power of Carmichael's soaring melody.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie.
The album's most unexpected track is her barrel house sprint through Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line, a tune that Carmichael evidently covered back in 1956. Just like Hoagy's standards, she makes the song her own with a combination of rhythmic panache and unabashed intelligence.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. Keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Reimagining standards is just one facet of Austin's creativity. She spent a year as artist-in-residence at San Francisco's Red Poppy Art House, putting her own spin on songs gleaned from early Creole recordings from Louisiana. Nothing But Soul is an impressive debut. But where Austin employs a canny strategy in approaching familiar material, Oakland accordionist Rob Reich merely has to play a few notes to establish his singular identity. A versatile composer best known for his work in Tin Hat, he delivers a dozen original compositions on his entrancing new album, Shadowbox, a realm where the accordion sheds many, but not all, of its old-world connotations. That's Night Heron, a tune that embodies so much of what makes Reich's music memorable and evocative. There's the subway rumble of Ben Goldberg's contra alto clarinet, Todd Sickafoose's elastic bass lines, Eric Garland's subtle but assertive cymbal touch, and guitarist Isla Cantor's ominous notes that hang in the air. Reich plays piano on several tracks too, but it's the tunes that pair his accordion with Goldberg's clarinet that I keep coming back to. Like How Now, a piece that makes me think of Thelonious Monk walking through the countryside in Eastern Europe. With the accordion serving as Reich's primary instrumental muse, Shadowbox introduces a chamber folk sound that seems ripe for further exploration.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Tiffany Austin's Nothing But Soul and Shadowbox by Rob Reich.